Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.
I have a story or two for tonight, but I would like to start out with an introduction. There are many, many stories about tzaddikim giving brachas, many stories about the Rebbe giving brachas, but it's important to understand that all brachas come only from Hashem. And the Rebbe has pointed this out in many, many letters to many individuals. It's important to realize a tzaddik can channel a bracha of the Rebbe. Tzaddik has a special power to help direct a bracha from the Rebbe. However, the bracha itself is Hashem's bracha. Somehow or another, I don't know exactly how it works, but something to do with the fact that the tzaddik is very close to Hashem and is given special powers by Hashem, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Did Moshe actually turn the river Nile into blood? Of course not. Moshe simply took a stick and followed Hashem's instruction. Actually, not Moshe, but Aaron, in that case, hit the river, and Hashem turned it into blood. When Hashem told Moshe to speak to Paro and tell him that a certain makkah would come, darkness, or cattle disease, or whatever it was. It was Moshe following Hashem's instructions, but it was Hashem, of course, who made the makkah. Did Moshe split the sea for the Yidden to walk through? Of course not. Hashem told Moshe, hold your stick over the sea, and he did. And Hashem made the sea split. So too with every bracha that every tzaddik gives, or a regular person, it's really Hashem's bracha. But Hashem is working through this person, usually a tzaddik. Okay, so that's the introduction to the story. And you'll soon see why it's so important that I give that introduction. So last night, I was finishing up my day. I said Kriya Shema Shel Amita, the special group of prayers that we say before going to sleep. Literally, the words mean the reading of the Shema, of the verse, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one, on the bed, meaning you don't have to actually be on your bed when you say it, but you could be on your bed, actually. Point is that before going to sleep, to say this special prayer, group of prayers, people have different siddurim with different groups of prayers. The main one is, of course, is the Shema itself. Okay, so I finished these prayers. I was on my way out of the dining room where I said the prayers, heading through the kitchen, or heading into the kitchen, which would then lead me another right turn up the steps to my bed. As I left the dining room on my way into the kitchen, I looked up a certain picture of the Rebbe that my wife and I placed there. A nice picture of the Rebbe smiling. Very beautiful picture. I happen to feel very good about this picture. It's a beautiful picture. And I just said, Rebbe, please give me a bracha. Or maybe I said, Rebbe, please help me to raise $10,000 tomorrow. Some such words. I don't even remember exactly what the words were. But basically, I was asking the Rebbe for a blessing to raise $10,000. What does it mean to raise $10,000? Well, you see, I don't actually go to work for another company or anything like that. We have an organization here called Jewish Education for Every Person. And we try to help Jewish people that need help and bring them closer to Jewish education, to Torah education. And how do we earn money? How do I get paid? How do my helpers get paid? It's something called raising money, which means that I speak to individuals and I say, listen, you know, we are doing this very important work, but we need money to do it. We have a building, we have expenses, we have salaries. We're doing a lot of good work, but we need help. We need money. And hopefully the person will feel that it's a worthwhile cause to give tzedakah to, and they'll give tzedakah. But we have to raise a lot of money. And at this point, I knew that I needed to raise more money than I was raising. And that's why, as I was heading up to bed, I turned to the Rebbe, and I said, the Rebbe's picture, of course, in my mind, I'm dressing the neshama of the Rebbe. Please, you know, give a bracha, give a blessing that Hashem should send down $10,000. Okay, and I went to sleep. I said, Baruch HaMapil, I went to sleep. The next morning,
I got up early. I was learning Chassidus this morning. Started my day, saying brachas, of course. Learning Chassidus, a cup of coffee. And early in the morning, it was still early in the morning, and I got a call. And this person said to me, you know, Rabbi Karp, I know that I pledged to give $10,000 to Jeep, but it's already 6 months into the year. I'm not sure if I gave anything of that $10,000 yet or not. So I said, well, I'll look it up when I get to the office. I don't have the ability to look it up right here, but I'll look it up. And when I got to the office, I looked it up, and I called the person. I said, actually, it's true that you pledged the money last year. You pledged the money in November, but actually, no, you did not give that money yet. So the person said, okay, please come to my house tonight, and I'll give you a check for $10,000. Well, I thought to myself, that's quite a story. It's worth sharing. Here, just spur of the moment, I did not sit and meditate. I did not write an involved letter, immersing myself in thoughts and resolutions and so forth. I just said, Rebbe, please, you know, we need $10,000. And sure enough, the next morning, $10,000, early in the morning, got the call. I have $10,000 for you. So, I don't know, that is really called raising money. It's really a pledge that the person made. So maybe it's not called raising money, but I'm not sure what exactly you would call it. But it was certainly $10,000. And I feel that it's something which the Rebbe helped with. However, he helped from whatever place it is, but I felt that that was something that was beyond nature. I felt that it was a miracle unfolding in front of my eyes. The Rebbe says that it's very important when we have miracles happening to us to share with others about those miracles. Because the truth is that Hashem is making miracles all the time. Of course, the biggest miracle is the one that we need the most, which is the Geula. The Mashiach should be revealed and Geula should come and solve all of our problems and give us complete victory and heal the sick and bring back those who have passed away and bring peace to the world and get all the non-Jewish people to fulfill the seven commandments of the children of Noah and to also learn Torah, the parts of Torah that are relevant to them. This is the biggest miracle. But in the meantime, when we have miracles happen to us, it's important, that Rebbe says, to publicize those miracles. May we all have wonderful miracles, enclosed in nature, not enclosed in nature, miracles of goodness and healthiness and increasing our learning of Torah and doing of mitzvahs and goodness and kindness and happiness and chasanas and babies and people getting better from being sick and tchias amesim and all of it. And may the gula come immediately, especially through our own learning of Torah and doing a mitzvah and wanting Mashiach to come. As we have in this week's parsha, Pesach Sheni, where Hashem gave the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni because Yidden said, Lama Negara, why should I miss out? I also want to participate in the Karban Pesach. So too, why should we miss out? We want to have the Geula. Why should we be left out of Geula? Why should we be stuck in Galus? Hashem, please bring the Geula now. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.